Mutton Mead and music.
Edition of Mutton Me the Music.
I am your V4VJ Boostein Burge, and I'm here to say that we can all agree that there is something rotten to the core with the music industry. This was Swipe by Seto. Now we're gonna play Dust to Settle by Alicia Stockman. I hope you have a nice day, a nice Friday afternoon, evening or night, whenever you are listening to this show. I hope you are enjoying yourself and we're gonna have fun with 1 hour of value for value music. Dust to Settle by Alicia Stockman.
For 7 days, few more miles of interstate, truth or consequences. Horizon playing tricks on me. Is it clear or do I see something stirring in the distance? It's been behind me since I left. Oh, now it's dead ahead.
By Alicia Stockman, Dust to Settle. And if you have some dust to settle, let's settle it right now. This is Backseat Driver by Joe Martin.
Spend Kodak camera roll, 80 miles worth of telephone poles. Dirt track, don't know where it goes, but we're going to find out. Faded map up on the dash, making memories made to last. If I had made one last wish, it would be this. Would you be my backseat driver, baby? Tell me which way to go. Sunroof, counting the stars as they glow. valleys brought us close together. Love in our hearts running like a river. The mountain air went to our heads and we got married in the spring. That desert sunset I'll never forget. The way you looked in that light. When the nighttime comes and we're all alone is when you show me that you're mine.
This is a value for value music podcast, and that means that you get the whole show absolutely without having to pay anything, the cowbell included. But if you want to support the show and the music that we play, you can do so by boosting in a modern podcast app. And if you boost with Curiocaster or Podcast Guru right now, when we are live, and you hear the music, 95% will go to the artist. This is Abel and the Wolf with Like Wine.
Couldn't get much colder. Pray and keep the watch. You, but horn and a sleep disorder is all the cells inside of me. The vision just grows sharper, all the better, dear, to cut you deeper too. It's you running through my heart like water. It's you running through my head like wine. It's you even blinds me when I'm sober. It's you running through my head like wine.
Value for Value and the Mew Classic, Like Wine by Abel and the Wolf, from the album Stay a While. And that was, of course, the very, very first decentralized music album ever released. And a great one at that, indeed. And we have some first boosters coming in for today. I see Sir Libre is coming in with auto boosts from v4vmusic.com, and also we have Erlik PP also coming in with auto boosts from v4vmusic.com. Thank you. This is Red Flags by Staird. Flags by Staird, and I started a discussion in the chat room. You can join by going to chat.mmusic.show. And Torcon 7 was the first, Cotton Gin says. And according to podcast index. I just checked it, and it seems like Torcon 7 was the first. But as Sir Libre is saying, Stay Avail was the first album that truly supported all the new podcasting 2.0 and V4V things. That could be, but Torcon 7 does have a node attached to the RSS feed, so I guess they were the first. But anyways, pioneers, both of them, that's for sure. This is Bitrude by the Horseheads. The Horseheads, this is Kita Selalu Bersama by MCPR.
Thank you.
Hello, here I am. MCPR with the song Kita Selalu Bersama. And I was a little bit away because I was testing out the different podcasting 2.0 apps while the show is live, just to check what is actually working. And what I... First of all, before I go on, I want to thank Salty Crayon for coming in with boostergrams while we are live. He was boosting Dust to Settle by Alicia Stockman and writes, "Whoa, she's back!" And also 333 sets to Joe Martin with the Backseat Driver. And Chad F. also boosted Like Wine by Abel and the Wolf. And Chad F. is also streaming while he is listening live. And so can you do if you are listening in a modern podcast app. If you are have you your Lightning wallet connected, you can... hit the stream to stream Satoshis per minute. And if you do so when we are live right now in Podcast Guru or CurioCaster, it should go to the artists. That is a little bit sketchy. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But at least if you are boosting live in Podcast Guru or CurioCaster, you'll be sure that 95% are going to the artist when a song is being played. But be sure to wait a few seconds, 10 to 20 seconds at least, before the song has begun, because I have to hit the button in the split kit. So sometimes I use some seconds to do that. So then you know how it works. And I'm looking at the different podcast apps right now, and I'm seeing that we are live in all of them, but what is not working is, of course, what I am missing is live time value splits, like Podcast Guru and CurioCaster is supporting, and I have been asking Fountain countless times to get that implemented in their app. And I also see TrueFans and Castomatic are missing it as well. Or Castomatic, I'm not sure. I have to check that once more. But at least Fountain and the TrueFans, Podverse also. So a lot of work to be done, and since we are talking about things that could be better, I'm just seeing the auto boosts from v4vmusic.com. Would it be an idea to have the podcast show name in the message as well, because it's such a great thing. You are sending Satoshis to all the artists on the show, but if we could add the podcast name in the message as well, that would be great. That's just a suggestion. And also maybe for a later version of Helipad, Eric PP, maybe we could put auto boosts in streams. I feel it belong more to the streams category than boosts. It's or maybe a new auto boost category. I'm not sure, but I don't feel it fits quite in the boost section. And just a suggestion for as we go on. I'm not the boss, I'm just throwing out ideas. Salty Crayon is coming in from Podcast Guru with 333 sets. And he writes, Fountains, Chapters, Time Splits haven't worked in over 2 years since he implemented Noster. Yes, I totally agree, Salty Crayon, and I hope to see the day that they will support it, because that would be a great, great thing for V4V music. And I am totally past, I'm finished with asking for it. They know exactly what we need, so they can just do it sooner the better. Salty Crayon is of course the host of the Value for Value music podcast Upbeats, that you also can find in a modern podcast apps, in a modern podcast app. And right now we are going to mention all the producers that came in for the previous edition of Mutton Meat and Music. And we are starting off with none other than Salty Crayon, coming in from Podcast Guru with 333 sets. That went to Matt Finlay, Sir TJ the Wrathful, TJ the Doorful, with 1,000 sets from Podcast Guru. That also went to Matt Finlay, and writes Matt Finlay plus plus on MMM plus plus. And then we have Sylvie coming in from Podcast Guru as well with 333 sets. That went to Edwin Williamson with the song Visions. And then we have Eric PP with 3,333 sets from CurioCaster. That also went to Edwin Williamson. And also, when I'm at it, remember to mention the show sometimes when you boost as well, because then the artist will see where the boosts are coming from or are coming through. And Sylvie is coming in with another 333 sets from Podcast Guru for the song Pulling Me Over by Steered. And then we have NetNed with 10,000 sets from Fountain, and he writes, Happy 33 milestone and happy Friday. Thank you, NetNed. And happy Friday to you as well. And next we have Airlick PP coming in with 333 sets. And then we have Salty Crayon again with 333 sets to Too Long a Road by Nathan Abbott. And then Sylvie was coming in with 555 sets, A Row of Swans, to the show. Thank you, Sylvie. And that's a new producer, so I'd like to welcome you to the show as well. And then we have Salty Crayon with 333 sets from Podcast Guru for What Do You Mean to Me by Strange Love, and writes Funky. And then we have Chad F with 333 sets to the show. Thank you, Chad F, the CEO of the Free and Open Internet. Matt Finlay was coming in with 111 sets from Fountain, and writes, really enjoyed this playlist, Øystein, and thank you for including one of mine. Thank you, Matt Finlay. And if you want to hear more from his music, you can go back to the interview that I did with him a couple of editions ago. And there you can listen more to Matt Finlay and his music. Or you can find all his music in a modern podcast app, of course, if you search for Matt Finlay. And then I really have a story. I have promised everyone that I would once in a while talk about my own experience, and I have to tell this story because I specially promised NetNed that I would talk about drugs on this show, and when he comes in with a big boost like he did on the previous edition, it's about damn time that we talk about drugs. So I would like to all of you invite you to come back with me to a time when I was about 16 years old. I was back in my hometown in Norway, and I was about been introduced to marijuana or hashish. And one time, I can't remember how it happened, but I was involved with the police in some kind of way, and I was in they interrogated me for some reason. I can't remember what it was, but somehow they got me to admit that I had smoked marijuana in my hometown, and they gave me, or the police judge or attorney gave me $750 or 7,500 kroner in bot, a ticket. And god damn, that was a lot of money for a 16-17 year old just had begun his new criminal career in Norway as a drug offender. And I was shocked, really shocked, by the amount of money they wanted for me. Just having to admit that I had smoked. They didn't even catch me with anything. And then I called them, and I asked for an appointment with that douchebag. With that douchebag police attorney that had gave me that ticket. So I managed to arrange a meeting with him, and I got to the police station. It was about a 2.5 hour bus ride from where I was living. And when I got to the police station, the
douchebag
had called in sick, and he didn't show up to the meeting. That coward of a police attorney. So I stood there and just had to take the bus back and pay the ticket. So I hope that he had a bad conscience, and that was the reason why he couldn't show up to look me in the eyes. So I just wanted to say that, and that it's something rotten to the core that we have criminalized a plant that we can grow naturally on our own, and is probably a solution to a lot of the different sickness and illness that people have been plagued with. Not medical advice, just saying. So that was my drug story for today. I have a lot in... I have a lot more to come. But let's keep it for that for now. And play some more music. This is... Bipolar Opposites by Snowshoes. Ned is asking what I think of lutefisk. It's a good question, Ned. Lutefisk is of course a traditional dinner in Norway. We are mighty proud of it. It was a way that we survived the cold, the harsh winters in Norway. But what I'm really, really fond about, Ned, is rakfisk. That's another kind of preservation that they did with the fish to save it for the winter. And in my hometown that we were back in a couple of minutes ago, they have a big festival every year called the Norwegian Rakfisk Festival. And it's the biggest thing in town every year in Fagernes. So if you're ever in Norway, you have to come to the Norwegian Rakfisk Festival, Ned. This is Hallelujah, Hallelujah by Sacre Cœur.
Fade and go.
Fisk is not my favorite dinner, but it's a favorite for many people in Norway. So that we have to respect some people like fish that tastes like gelatin. And that's just how it is. And some people like rotten, stinky fish like rakfisk, like I do. This is Norwegians are weird people. Shoot Me Down by Nat Hills. And I'm including myself in that.
From the clutches and desperation, the patriarchy and all his tricks. Daddy broke her home, Grandpa had to set the tone of what it takes to be a man. Somewhere along the lines, poison creeps into my mind, and I believe. Down, gonna take high. I lost my voice, but I can't stand the silence. What I say is gonna be. you thought you kicked me down. But I'll get up, yes I do. Throw punches and stop running out of town. Guess you're not that tough. No, you're not that tough. Well, I hate to break the news, but I'm starting to see through all the bullshit that is happening.
Mutton, meat, and music.
I mean, they don't want to talk about this stuff because they know once it gets in people's heads. Because when I say, hey, look, it's perfectly legal for a sports league to, you know, rig its own game, they don't want that known.
Yeah, the fix is in. Fix is still in. Trading your bread for circuses. The fans are oblivious to what they're watching. The fix is in. Stop buying all this overpriced merchandise. So much of your time invested in thinking about the lives of black guys. Numerology and sports, I'm not surprised. Another man's name on your back, what's your size? Live sports is a hell of a distraction. Boom, now he's on his back like Madden.
Perfecting to Madden.
Circus comes to town and you can in-game bet for sure. Tailgating and boozing till you can't walk but
slur.
So many ways to lose, just pick a lane. Ole Miss wasn't good enough, LSU will be too tough. Come on, Kiffin, pick a lane. Ole Miss wasn't good enough. LSU will be too tough. Take the E out of ego, it's go time. Stealing from JB, ESPN, do it all the time. Transfer portal, pay for play in NIL. Kids are lying, decommit is not a real word. Unless you're Toronto, man, still.
It's a business.
Mainstream media has fallen, huh. And it can't get up.
Unqualified women out here now, two are uncovered. The cover two explained by Mina Kimes, the NFL, I used to love her. I used to love her. I said I used to love her. Have some common sense, have some common sense.
How could you not have heard of Brian Toohey? He's been around forever.
Just look around, everything's a Ponzi or a scheme. Read the book by Brian Toohey and you'll see what I mean. But talking heads, more like control Muppets. Given scripts by overlord network partners and told to just puppet. Narratives are controlled, of course they are. Media partners and billionaires are creating the stars. Media partners and billionaires are creating the stars. To be chosen stars are marketed and created. So many others protected, I'm over it and feeling jaded. I'm pretty cynical, but why aren't you? Games are sponsored by DraftKings, Bet365 and FanDuel. 40 years now, I don't know what a cash is anymore. What's a foul? Penalty in game, sometimes they change the score.
I mean, you look everywhere around the world, there's been match fixing.
Sometimes they change the score, ask yourself, do you want more? All interpreted by flawed men in zebra costumes. The call is black and white, let's see how they call it again. The fan can fume, all while watching reblazing HD. While they constantly consume, taking characters and character right out the game. Load management in the NBA, thanks to Pops, is just truly lame.
Cricket, rugby, soccer.
Is he the only one to blame?
Tennis, baseball,
you got
table tennis.
The leagues like NASCAR, UFC, NHL, NFL, and NBA, MLB.
They're not just pure competition. And who was the toughest man who could assert their will and dominance? Winning seemed like an all-out mission. We're not individual teams, more like an entity. In the NFL, the lawyers are protective and use the shield.
I want to thank everyone that is here right now, listening live. And I want to thank all the people that are listening later in the Modern Podcast app. And of course, a big thanks to all the producers that came in with boostergrams to the artists and the show. So I would like to give you one more song for this edition of Mutt & Me The Music. And I want to end by saying what I did when I started the show. That we can all agree that there's something rotten to the core with the music industry. This is Sunsets by The Beachside by Jacob Tomorrow. I see you all in the chat room next week, next Friday, right after Podcasting 2.0. Have a nice weekend to everyone, and a nice week if you're listening to this later. Goodbye!
Just worked on our song. Instead of showing love to you,
I'd rather find someone. A lone party for one. Looking at the waves and how life has just begun. Pushing out the walls, trying to find where I belong. In another world where we all know the theme song.
Sunsets by the beach side. From the nightlife, where I'm all in love with her eyes, and we're all in for the summertime. When I see your face, I feel bad, but I'm just not sad over what I had or for what I said. I'm so lucky I found someone new, a lovely soul who always comes through, a lady so.
Value for value music, and he's just nuts, so you'll love it. It's a great show.